So he spoke, and the son of Nestor doubted within his heart if he could rightly give and carry out that promise. Yet, unreflecting thus, it seemed the better way. He turned his horses toward the swift ship and the shore, took out and set by the ship's stern the goodly gifts, the clothing and the gold which Menelaus gave, and hastening to Telemachus, spoke thus in winged words, "Quickly, embark, and summon all your crew, before I reach my home and tell old Nestor. For in my mind and heart full well I know how stern his temper is. He will not let you go. He will himself come here and call you. I tell you, too, go back he will not empty-handed, for he will be very angry, notwithstanding what you say." So saying, he drove his full-maned horses to the town of Pylos and quickly reached the palace. Telemachus, inspiriting his crew, called to them thus, "Put all the gear in order, friends, on the black ship, and come aboard yourselves, and let us make our journey." So he spoke, and willingly they heeded and obeyed. Quickly they came on board and took their places at the pins. With these things he was busied, and now by the ship's stern was making prayers and offerings to Athena, when up there came a wanderer exiled from Argos through having killed a man. He was a seer, and of the lineage of Melampus. In former times, Melampus lived at Pylos, the motherland of flocks, and had a very wealthy home among the Pylians. Then he went to a land of strangers and departed from his country, flying from high-souled Neleus, lordliest of living men, who for a full year held by force his great possessions. He, meanwhile, in the halls of Phylacus, was kept in bitter bondage and suffered great distress because of the daughter of Neleus, and the delusion deep which the divine sharp scourging fury brought his mind. But he escaped his doom and drove the bellowing oxen from Phylace to Pylos, and punishing matchless Neleus for his disgraceful deed, he brought the maiden home to be his brother's wife. So he came to a land of strangers, grazing Argos, where afterwards he was to live, sovereign of many Argives. And here he took a wife and built a high-roofed house, and he begot two sturdy sons, Antiphates and Mantius. Antiphates again begot brave Oecles, and Oecles Amphiaraus, the summoner of hosts, whom Zeus the aegis-bearing and Apollo tenderly loved, and showed him every favor. And yet he did not reach the threshold of age, but died at Thebes, destroyed by woman's bribes. To him were born two sons, Alcmaeon and Amphilochus. Now Mantius begot Clytus and Polyphides, but gold-throned Dawn took Clytus by reason of his beauty to dwell with the immortals. Of eager Polyphides, Apollo made a seer, the best among mankind, when Amphiaraus died. Quarreling with his father, he withdrew to Hyperesia, and there he dwelt and prophesied for all men.